Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning, 75 degrees. As pressure increases on schools to reopen for the fall, some are pushing back.
Last week, President Trump and members of the administration said schools should reopen. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which had previously advocated for schools to reopen, said it really should depend. In California, the State Teachers Association and Los Angeles Teachers Union say nothing should reopen until safety can be assured. Dan Domenech is the head of the School Superintendents Association.
If the infection rate is going down, it's been over a two-week period, then absolutely the schools are ready to go. If the infection rate has been going up, well, then opening schools in that kind of an environment would be the wrong thing to do.
He says superintendents are working on the logistics now, heavily focused on plans that include distancing, not just within classrooms, but on transportation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The father of a missing 3-year-old girl from Kansas City, Kansas, and the man's girlfriend have been booked into jail after police recovered what they believe to be the little girl's body on Friday evening.
29-year-old Howard Jansen III and 33-year-old Jacqueline Kirkpatrick were arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and child abuse. Formal charges have yet to be filed. KCK police say Jansen walked into the department Friday morning and reported his daughter Olivia missing. He told officers the last time he saw her was 11 p.m. Thursday when he went to bed. When he woke up at 5:30 a.m. Friday, she was gone and the door of the house was open. He reported her missing about 3 hours later. The disappearance triggered a statewide Amber Alert. KCK police said the body was found around 5:45 p.m. Friday, about 9 blocks from her home near Interstate 635. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials now report 2,023 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 19,093 COVID-19 cases across the state. KDHE says 295 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell tells KNSS News he continues to support letting county residents make their own decisions on wearing face masks.
I've been very consistent on that. And I'll respect the will of the commissioners, whichever path they choose to take. But we're elected to make tough decisions and uncomfortable decisions.
Michael O'Donnell, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
The coronavirus is being blamed for an uptick in attacks on New York City public transit workers.
According to the news website The City, MTA figures show that since mid-April, there have been 402 incidents where New York City transit workers were battered, spit on, or threatened by riders. Compare that to 507 for the same time period a year earlier, when millions more people were taking trains and buses. MTA officials have classified 76 of those incidents since April 15th as COVID-related, where riders were angered by social distancing or mask-wearing regulations. The MTA has lost more than 130 employees to COVID-19, and most of those were bus and subway workers. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, some showers are moving from west to east across southern Kansas. As those break up, we'll have a clearing sky with sunshine heating up this afternoon with a high 93 with winds gusting from the southeast. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, our low 75, sunny and 96 degrees on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy and 75 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Today is Monday, July 13th, another sunny day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees, normal high 92, and the record high for the date, 112. That was back in the heat wave of 1980. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here. It's Monday morning. That means time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How's everyone doing?
Well,
good, good.
We're doing okay, I think. I'm just checking my pulse. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Listen, let's talk.
It's 112 out, right?
Yeah, really. Wow.
Could be worse.
You got the petition. The city got the petition of 17,000 signatures or whatever. To get a vote on Century 2 and the future of Century 2. What happens now with it? What's going to go on now, Mr. Mayor?
So, yeah, there's a few things going on. First, it's really impressive they were able to get those signatures. They need about 12,500-ish to get their petition on the ballot. So they overshot that number to about 17,000, and that's because people will sign it who aren't voters or aren't from Wichita, or haven't updated their voter file if they moved here. So there's a really good shot that it's going to actually get on the ballot. There's three things really that can happen. One is we just accept it. We take a language and we just accept it and we avoid a vote. The other is obviously it can go to a ballot. So it would likely be a special election unless it got turned around pretty quick. And then the last part is the language could be subjected to a legal challenge. Which means, like, is what they're asking for actually going to do what they want it to do? So the language doesn't just target Century 2. It uses language like any historically significant building. Well, you know, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean we can't renovate, let's say, the new DO school buildings downtown? Or is it just buildings that, you know, might be on the recognizes historically significant on some list somewhere. So there's a lot of questions still, but right now it definitely looks like it's heading towards a vote, or at the very least, going to become law.
Okay, so you got to look into that legal language then first, and see if that's going to fly.
Yeah, devil's in the details, right? Like, so it doesn't just say, hey, let's save Century 2 for. And if it gets passed, by the way, it's about 10 years that's frozen. It doesn't just say save Century 2. It uses the terminology historically significant. And again, also when it talks, some of the language makes those at the city wonder, okay, can we renovate or upgrade, you know, a building where, let's say Century 2, in the future, it's better for it to not be a theater, to become something else. And they want to put glass windows on the side of it to overlook the river. Okay. Will this allow that to happen, or will it, you know, forever be exactly what it is? So there's some questions to get answered, I think. Of course, when it comes to law, when it comes to politics, when it comes to really this type of language, there's no clean cut answers. So it really is going to take us, I think. Okay, buddy, thank you. That was my kid telling me that my oatmeal is done, by the way. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So we'll see, though.
You know, and what you're telling me is that at this point, you think you're pretty optimistic that there probably could be a public vote on this at some point.
Yeah, and another thing that could happen is we could do a secondary question and kind of clean up that first question, right? So yeah. It looks like they're going to have enough signatures to either get a vote on this, or to get it just the council could just accept it, you know, and avoid a vote. But I think that they might have that one last hurdle where, like, okay, what does this mean? And if we're not sure what that means as a council, we could put their question as the question one, and then another question by historically significant, we mean buildings that meet this criteria, and have voters vote on that secondary part. So, you know, there's a few things to think about with this. Overall, though, the Safe Century 2 people really persevered. I mean, not only did they have to get this incredible amount of signatures, but they had to do it during COVID. So they had to completely adjust their strategy, and they did. I got a mailer at one point where they said, hey, go to this location, and you can sign the ballot. We'll bring it out to your car. So, yeah, they really adjusted and got the signatures they needed. I'm pretty impressed, and I do think that, you know, they'll likely go to a vote in one form or another.
Listen, let's talk about masks for just a minute. How do you think folks in Wichita are doing as far as keeping the masks on? You think we're doing our part? Think people are volunteering here?
Yeah, I think overall, you know, I'm getting reports that a lot more people are using masks and thankful that it's required because they don't. Before there was a choice, I think people felt like they were making a political statement by wearing a mask. As if they were businesses by enforcing this. It being a ordinance now, it's mandated until August 11th, gives, I think, people more courage to actually wear the mask. Now, I'm really concerned about the numbers. I'm going to be on a call with the hospital leaders later today to get an update, but it looks like the numbers of COVID are just exploding at this point. And we saw nationally, yeah, I think the record now goes to Florida for over 2,000 confirmed cases in one day. Yeah. And keep in mind, these aren't just like because we're increased testing. I think testing nationally has increased about 5%, and then confirmed cases have increased about 30%, which means these are folks who actually go to the hospital because they're sick and then get tested and realize that they have COVID. So it's still pretty scary, but if we do it right, if people are wearing their masks, if we're taking this disease serious, then, you know, we have a shot at avoiding another shutdown and hopefully getting our kids back into school in the fall. I know that, you know, our school board and our USD 259 leadership are doing all they can to have some type of in-classroom instruction, but also be prepared if there's an outbreak. So, you know, our teachers are doing an amazing job right now preparing us for that.
All right, listen, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for your comments. We appreciate it. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, our guest, of course, this morning. 7:42, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got some business news to tell you about, traffic and weather on the way. Now, our pal, Dan Goolsby, with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.